About 100,000 active duty soldiers transition into civilian life each year. A new virtual career fair will help connect transitioning Army members and their spouses to employers seeking job candidates with military training and backgrounds. The Conversation's Lillian Tsang spoke with Recruit Military's Career Resources Director, Jennifer Haddock, about the free career networking opportunity.
This event is specifically designed for the Army transitioning service member as well as Army spouses. So for those that are looking to attend, we really recommend first and foremost getting registered. We're going to request some basic information in the login process, and then they're going to want to complete their profile in its entirety. From there, uploading a copy of their resume is going to be ideal, and then just really starting to do their research on the companies that are going to be in attendance. Companies like General Dynamics, they're going to be looking for folks nationwide to fill everything from their management opportunities to technology, software, hardware, transportation, and logistics. And then we have ADT. They're coming in looking for maintenance and operations, field service engineers. We have companies that are like First Command Financial Services. They're looking for accounting, finance, and sales candidates to fill roles nationwide. So it's across the board. Anybody with a variety of backgrounds, companies are going to be looking to fill not only full-time but part-time positions as well as telecommuting and remote opportunities.
Are there Hawaii companies participating?
So we have companies that are representing opportunities really nationwide. And in addition to the events that are represented at the virtual career fair, also on our job board, our recruitmilitary.com job board, we have 583 job openings posted for Hawaii right now. So in addition to the event itself, candidates can also go to our job board and review those postings as well.
So for people leaving the military, transitioning to a civilian workforce, are there other resources out there to help them?
Absolutely. So first off, our organization hosts biweekly webinars for individuals to come in, learn a little bit more about how to navigate the platform itself, as well as come in and kind of go through best practices. So candidates can register for those webinars via our website. Also, we will have representatives on site there to provide guidance on how to navigate during the event itself, answering questions about, you know, hey, I have this type of background. What company should I visit with? Or can you share with me a little bit more about how to tailor my elevator pitch? All of those things, we have representatives that will be available to provide guidance because this is a very new environment and kind of a new experience for a lot of folks.
And also available to Army spouses.
Yes. So the Army spouse community, obviously, military spouse unemployment just kind of across the board is very high. So Recruit Military has taken an especial focus on the military spouse community. So this event is open to Army spouses. One of the things that I love about this event is several of the employers are going to be looking to fill remote or telecommuting positions, which is great for that military or Army spouse that may be looking for a position that can transition with them as their spouses relocated from duty station to duty station.
Does that mean then as a remote worker, they could be in Hawaii but just working on mainland time?
Absolutely. And that's what's so great about a lot of these opportunities. And one of the interesting side effects, if you will, of COVID is more employers are beginning to realize what positions can be remote and folks can telecommute for. So we're seeing more and more remote and telecommuting positions being advertised.
For a spouse whose partner has been deployed to Hawaii, does this mean that you can still get a job, that company that you want, because they're offering the position as remote?
Exactly. Especially, and I know I've had several friends that have transitioned out to Hawaii, and it's difficult. You know, it's a smaller area. Finding opportunities that are specifically on the islands can be a challenge. So if they can take those careers with them, or they can find those careers that they don't have to actually work specifically within the islands, but can stay live there, yeah, it's amazing.
Looking at the times for Wednesday's virtual career fair. It's going to be happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that translates to 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. Hawaii time. This being the case, you know, if people miss it or just get to the end while it's up virtually live, what can they do to engage after the fair closes?
Absolutely, and that's a great question because we have stretched out the time since it is a global event, but obviously trying to accommodate every time zone around the world can be difficult. So first off, they want to register. Regardless of coming in late or not, make sure that they get registered because what's going to happen is this is going to put them on the company's radar. Once they log into the system, after they register, they can start reviewing company profiles. And one of the features of the system is that they can actually select a company and say, I am interested in learning more about this organization. So once they've reviewed that company profile, by clicking that, they're going to go into a separate list notifying the recruiters and the company representatives that they have expressed an interest specifically in their organization. Also in the company profile, if they go down and scroll down and look at the point of contact, additional information, there should be a point of contact, whether it be an email address or a phone number of somebody that they can reach out to outside of the event itself. So heaven forbid they're not able to log in day of the event, they're still going to be able to get some contact information. Now, with the time in mind, we have spoken with the employers and we have encouraged them to be logged in the entire time. So right up to the end of the event, 10 a.m. Hawaii time. So even if it's, you know, an hour, they only get the last hour of the event, they don't have to be logged in the entire time. They don't have to be logged in right at the time the event kicks off. Just making sure that they get in there, engage with as many companies as possible, and maximize what they can during the event itself.
So the event really is just helping people network, connect, make contact, make those connections.
Absolutely. It is all about making those connections, doing that networking, getting their information out there so employers know that they are interested and ready to make the transition into a civilian career.
That was Recruit Military's Jennifer Haddock talking with our producer, Lillian Song. To learn more about tomorrow's free virtual career fair, including links on how to register, visit our page at hawaiipublicradio.org.